So we are going to travel a little bit far away. This is Mozambique in southern Africa, where 65% of HIV cases happen. So this is a program that has been shaping up since 2010-2011 and continues up to here, and probably it will be sustainable for the next 5 years due to the success it has achieved. Chova Chova, Life Stories and Community Dialogue. Chova Chova means push forward. It's a communication program that was designed to address the social determinants of HIV, especially gender norms, as a fundamental step to reduce HIV risk behaviors, increase self-efficacy, and decrease HIV stigma. A little bit of a background information about HIV/AIDS prevalence in the in the country. Even though the prevalence is 11.5%, the differences in the regions across the country are major differences. You have from 25% to 4.5%. And also you will find differences among gender, men and women, and ages as well. Factors fueling the epidemic is not new. Is multiple sexual partners, inaccurate risk perception, and traditional gender and sexual norms. We conducted a formative research before we designed the program, and this was back in 2008-2009, and then complemented with a follow-up study in 2011. Much of the findings indicated that there is ambivalence and dissatisfaction with prevailing social and gender norms, which have started to be questioned by both men and women. There is an increasing social disapproval for sexual behaviors, such as multiple sexual partners. Also, higher awareness of HIV risk associated with sexual practices, and a strong desire, aspiration, to exercise favorable views of more equitable roles for lasting relationships among partners, where dialogue, harmony, and understanding prevails. Yet, it was also found among participants in the research that fear to speak out was very strong, and that due to perceived criticism from peers, friends, and relatives, these new perceptions and new desires were not communicated well. So in terms of theoretical foundations and frameworks that help us to design the program and assisted Chova Chova in considering the study result of the formative research, it was clear to us that people tend to remain silent or even act differently when they feel that their views are in the minority, thus sustaining the status quo. According to the spiral of silence, people are fearful of isolation, which results from deviation from the norm, especially in small communities. One way to break the spiral of silence is to provide safe spaces to speak out and create supportive groups where change is acceptable. So this is when the bounded normative influence theory it states that a minority position can become a social norm by a process of normative influence through communication networks. Within these bounded groups that share similar options, a majority status can be maintained within a portion of the network, which can expand by gaining converts, eventually establishing the group position as a norm for the larger network. Convergence theory, also by Kincaid, posits that information sharing at the subgroup level may improve mutual understanding, leading to an agreement and normative change through collective action. For entrenched gender and sexual norms, information sharing needed to allow for open and critical dialogue as proposed by Paulo Freire, Empowerment Education, allowing individuals to debate ideas and information, and developing critical thinking among participants that can lead to changes in self-confidence attitudes that eventually evolve in new social norms. And finally, to facilitate this critical thinking, Badlura suggests providing alternative models for exposure to divergent scenarios and experiential learning. So more or less, you know, the Chova Chova life stories model looked like this. And the program was designed to propel change by bringing to the public eye that change is already happening by sharing videos of real stories of positive deviance as catalyst of change and engaging in dialogue where community groups and leaders could voice out their views in a constructive and safe environment, gaining the support from each other and taking action, facilitating the emergence of champions of change or early adopters. As a consequence of the community dialogue, Chova Chova action groups were formed to spread the word of the learners, becoming a reference group within their community. Finally, radio messages contributed to increase involvement of community men, women, and leaders and reinforce change is possible and attainable. The components of this tool, we call it gender and HIV prevention tool, is comprised by 10 gender HIV video profiles, a facilitator guide for group discussion, a strong field implementation model, then champion stories, so mini posters that emerged after many of the sessions were conducted, then Q2 action cards that serve as memory and souvenir for participants, and a radio program with 34 radio magazine programs, and of course with a strong monitoring and impact evaluation. The real-life video profile depicted what is called in literature positive deviance. And basically they told the story of how they overcome gender and social norms such as domestic violence, alcohol abuse, and risky sexual behaviors to make positive change in their lives that impacted HIV treatment and prevention. The video profiles were showed on computer laptops during weekly interactive community sessions for 10 to 12 weeks, followed by a dialogue led by a trained local facilitator, a man and a woman, between 25 and 30 adults gathered per session to engage in lively discussions sparked by the video stories. The video stories mirror the viewer's reality, highlighting the benefits and challenges men and women go through in adoptive, preventive, and gender equitable behaviors. Through identification, vicarious experience, positive modeling, and group reinforcement, the Chova Chova sessions attempted to create a safe environment to discuss more favorable norms for HIV prevention and care. Participants discussed traditional and cultural values that play against women, real experiences overcoming gender-based violence, how to share household chores, why women is blamed for bringing HIV home, and dismantling the idea of HIV as a taboo. The 10-session cycle created rapport and a strong bonding among participants, and many wanted to stay together and bring the lessons learned to other neighbors. Session 11 was added, responding to that need, and many participants formed action groups to continue discussing and advocating for HIV protective behaviors. We will get back to that point later on. So, along the process of having the community sessions, a radio program was created that provided reinforcing key stories and messages and featuring Chova Chova participants who made changes in their lives and modeled positive behaviors. 34 programs with a modeling service, segment that presented listeners with ways of speaking up or addressing issues of HIV-related topics. Each program also included a radio debate segment where listeners could call in or send text messages to an HIV specialist, creating the opportunity to connect with people in real time and respond to their queries. Something about implementation strategy that is worth mentioning is the fact that the implementation was run by community-based organizations with the idea that the knowledge and information will remain in the community itself. It demanded a strong capacity building among those teams due to the novelty of the topics, from adult education to gender dynamics to HIV prevention and treatment. 18 months of operation, this was huge, you know, in two provinces, ended up with close to 32,000 participants in only 18 months. Highly acceptable, the program, engaging community facilitators, mentoring teams, and displaying activities in over almost 300 villages or communities. So we talk about the Choba Choba groups. Even though much of the training sessions, those 10 to 12 weeks that participants bonded together, many of them really wanted to stick together and continue activities to the formation of the action groups, who agreed on holding discussion among those who didn't participate. Findings from a qualitative evaluation study showed the action groups were admired by people and became a reference in the community for solving a number of HIV and health-related issues. Among the many activities implemented by these groups, we identify home visits among non-Choba Choba participants, solving cases of domestic violence, speaking out in religious meetings. And very important, the action groups became the link, a strong link, with HIV services, offering talks in the clinics, tracking HIV defaulters, making referrals and accompanying patients to clinics, setting up adherent groups in the community, distributing condoms, and organizing HIV prevention fairs at the community level. So the model that initially was designed, it was expanded to include a stronger link with the clinics, and health staff was open to this partnership, as in many cases they don't have really the staff to reach out to communities. An impact evaluation was conducted back in 2010, and it was designed with an intervention group and also a control group. Roughly, perhaps what is important to highlight before we finish is that in terms of exposure and participation, attendance to all nine sessions was very high, about two-thirds of the participants. More men reported attending all nine sessions than women, and participation by partners and spouses of respondents also was very high, 66%. In terms of recall, and this is quite interesting, the researcher proposed to bring few images of the videos, and the recognition of the images representing the video stories was extremely high for each of them, around 70%, and those who recalled the five stories completely was close to over 50%. In terms of behavioral outcomes and gender roles, you can go straight to the bold column, and the results show higher figures among the intervention group as compared to the control group. In gray highlighted color, you can identify those tasks that traditionally are differentiated by gender, such as preparing meals, bathing children, fetching water, and doing laundry. You will notice that the percentage is more than double in the intervention group as compared to the control group. And in terms of a high-risk perception, and this will be the last table, correct respondents' answers about ways to prevent HIV are higher among those in the intervention group compared to the control group, except responses about using new blazer or other devices which have been promoted by other health programs. Thank you so much.